My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
How you doing today, Doc?
I am doing well.
All right. Are you ready to talk?
I'm ready.
How was your day today? Pretty good?
So-so.
Another day in the world of Dr.
Another
Beasley?
Another day.
I like it.
Another day.
It's funny. You know, we're recording this podcast, and the topic today is so unique. And, of course, we're going to put this out on social platforms. But I want to talk to you today about social media in today's age. I wanted to see your real time reaction.
Okay, you want to laugh?
Bringing that up.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just the idea of social media.
The idea of social media
and how it's transformed our entire world, like over the last decade or so.
Mm.
Just what it is today, it's just so different. And I'll just kind of dive right in. For me personally, I just believe that we used to interact with people in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like people, they prefer to communicate with who I am via like the version I present on social media versus who I really am in real life. Like, is that something that you agree with, or is that something that's unique to you? Like, what do you think about that? I just don't think that the social media interactions are authentic.
They're not. Some of them, I can say this. I don't think all of them are authentic. And in fact, I'm going to tell you, social media is not on my favorite list at all. Okay? Because I have gotten my Facebook page hacked, people putting things on there that are inappropriate. And that messes with your integrity and character.
Reputation.
And your reputation and all of that. And people, you know, I had lots of people at my Facebook, and then somebody had hacked my Facebook page, and there were all kinds of inappropriate pictures on there.
Yeah.
I had to shut it down. I complained to the Facebook people, why would you allow that kind of photography to be allowed to be put on somebody's page?
Yeah.
But, you know, people were asking me, Dr. Vizzi, what is happening to what?
That's, you see that? Like, because it's your page.
It's my page.
Even if you're not operating it, you're still responsible for the content that's being put out.
How can I be responsible for the content?
Well, to the world, like to the people that follow you, your followers, your family, your friend, that's Dr. Vizzi. Maybe this is what she's into.
No, she's not. I'm kidding. But I'm just saying. This social media can tarnish reputations, businesses, relationships. It could tarnish those types of things. And I don't know that that's really their purpose for it to be done. But it's happening.
It is happening. So for me, from my personal experience, when I utilize social media, it's just I think this was the original idea, connect with friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people maybe that live in other states, other countries, you get to like interact with them, see how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Versus this being the only way that I communicate with the people that are within proximity of me now. All of a sudden, they can't text.
I know.
Like they're looking at social media. If I'm in town, out of town, we used to call each other on the phone. We used to text message, hey, Christian, hey, Dr. Vizzi, what are you doing? What are you up to?
No.
Now it's, you look at, you.
You got to look at Facebook. You got to look at something else to see what you're doing.
That's so, like, just nonsensical and, like, just crazy to think about for me personally. Because if you can call me and talk to me versus you go and tell somebody, oh, I saw Dr. Vizzi was in Minnesota last week. And you just, because you saw maybe a location.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, you don't know if that's actually factual, me being in Minnesota, but you're going around now using that as facts.
But I think you have to be careful with that types of things, because when I'm on vacation, I was listening to some of my friends that we had met, and they were like, people were just posting. And she said, oh, I don't post anything until we get back home.
I said,
why is that? Because they know where you're at.
Yeah.
And they can vandalize your things. They can do those. I never even thought about that type of things. But people are constantly, when they're on vacation, they're social. They're taking pictures and posting them for real time. I'm here. I'm seeing this. I'm here at the Eiffel Tower. I'm in Paris. I'm here. But you're telling somebody your whereabouts.
And then people believe what they see on social media as absolute truths about someone else's life.
I know.
It's like social media tells them exactly what to think and not how to think anymore. That's a quote from a good friend of mine.
A good friend of yours.
Yes.
I know. I think I know that
one. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's a really good quote. But I agree with that 10,000%. Mm-hmm. I think people now look at social media pages and instead of like even asking any questions, if they see it on there, it's like, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That's the fact. And have you heard that saying, like, everybody's rich on social media?
Uh-huh. Everybody's rich because that's how they portray themselves.
Yeah. It's the funniest thing to me. Because now when you, and to me, it can be distracting too. Mm-hmm. So, like, now what I do, I delete the app on my phone, mm-hmm. like, during the work week or sometimes even during the weekends, just so I can focus on life. Wow. Be present on what's going on.
Wow.
Because I always think about social media, like, if I'm recording what I'm doing, mm-hmm. am I really there? Like, meaning, like, if let's say I'm at a party and, like, I pull my cell phone. This is the funniest. Uh-huh. I can't see myself doing this. And I'm recording me, like, dancing, like, yelling.
Oh, no.
am I dancing because the camera's on? Am I dancing because the music is playing?
Like, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm
you know, like, which one is it? You know, so it's so different.
It's different, but I tell you, for me, so the social media has tainted me from that Facebook stuff. And I know that there's some pros and cons to all of this here, but, you know, when it messes with your family, your workplace and things like this, and when I say that, people start, Dr. Vesey, was that you on Facebook? I said, what?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And they're like, well, I think you better take a look at those things.
Yeah.
So some of my colleagues at work had shared that with me. That's how I found
really? Things
that were on my Facebook. And then this one lady told me, I had gone to something with my phone, and the lady that was helping me with my phone there at the business was like, you know, let me show you how to delete these photos and they will not come back. And
yeah.
She taught me how to do those things. I am not as savvy as I would love to be with the social media. And I'm not saying there's some great points about social media.
It's a positive tool. I agree.
But when you get hacked,
it
takes a minute to kind of... Yeah. Reel it back in.
We're vulnerable on social media. Like you say, you can get hacked. People can access your personal information. Yeah. There's so many people like on social media now trying to come buy this, but they're just trying to like get your information, mm-hmm. to maybe mm-hmm. scam you. But like you said, it's a positive, powerful tool because a lot like this podcast, we're trying to impact lives. We want someone that can listen to our story, mm-hmm. listen to our perspective, and they're able to get something that they can maybe impact their lives, right? So we're going to put this out where? Social media. So there's people that are doing good, like podcasts, a lot of podcasts mm-hmm. around the world. There's a lot of people that they're giving a lot of different information that are beneficial to mm-hmm. helping people propel, whether it's in their career, whether it's health-wise, whatever.
And people look for that. They're looking for things that will advance them or help them with whatever they're trying to do. I don't know if it's getting a job. There might be pointers on job opportunities. Absolutely. And different things. But they what do you call that? Flock to the social media because they feel like that's the avenue that where you can find a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I've utilized social media for a lot of good, a lot of positive things in my life. Like you said, there's podcasts about maybe resume building, career building, mm-hmm. like people that can tell you how to interview for jobs and how to answer certain questions. And so there's a lot of good with it. But like for me personally, I can speak for my in my personal life, I just don't believe in that social media as a tool, like maybe for my kids to be exposed to.
Well, I hope not, because I know family.
Yeah.
I know some parents are very, they do a lot of monitoring.
Yeah, that's
with,
right.
With their kids, you know, they give them they have their phones, but, you know, they monitor those phones and they see what they've got, and it's not like they're just free willy. Now, there's some parents that have allowed their children just to take their phones and do whatever they want to do with them.
Yeah.
And then later on, they find all sorts of things that are inappropriate.
Yeah.
But then there are those that I think they want their children to have the experience
yeah.
of the social media, but they also want to control that to make sure that it doesn't, in their eyes, maybe get out of control.
I agree. Yeah. Just in general, like just my viewpoint is we're living through social media now.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Like the human to human interaction's gone. And with, you know, with COVID and then a lot of people working like remotely and virtually too, it has that same mm-hmm. feeling. But there's no better connection than being with someone in person. When you can connect with their energy and frequency mm-hmm. and when you're communicating with them, you're making real eye contact, you get to know, like, is this someone that I really want to be around versus when you're interacting on social media, it
just feels...
You don't know.
You don't know. I mean, they're texting you. They're talking to text. You know, they can say anything in a text and say it, make it sound good, feel good, whatever. But then, you actually meet the person and it's just totally opposite of what they portrayed.
Don't get me started on text messages.
Oh, because don't.
That's one that, so for me, I've employed, when I read a text, I don't respond mm-hmm. because you're trying to create tonality with someone else's words. I'd rather get on the phone and like talk to you and get the words
but
directly.
But you know, they tell
me.
You they don't want to talk on the phone. They want you to text them. They don't want to talk on the phone. Just text me. Just text me this.
And then
just
when you see that and people do that piece, it's just they want you to use whatever thoughts. It's like almost trying to create confusion, or you want someone to be confused about what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't want to get on the phone, and then I want to hear your tone and your voice and exactly what you mean. I don't trust that. I'm not gonna respond to that, because with text messages, I can say something and I'll be smiling. Someone else will read it based on whatever emotions and feelings that they're feeling at the time, and it goes completely left.
That's why people interpret things differently.
Yeah.
And the intent that you might have in that text may not be what that person received, and then you then have to do damage control.
Yeah.
Where it's like. And this could be close friends of yours, family. It could be, you know, people that you have strong relationships with. You're not trying to create any problems with it, but that's not the way you intended it. But they took it that way.
We're really open to people kind of sharing, like, what they think about social media and also telling us, like, tell us some positive ways you feel like social media can be beneficial to adults and kids. Like, give us some examples of what you've seen of...
What I've seen is getting the word out about things. I'll tell you, breast cancer awareness, domestic violence, different things out there in the society that people maybe don't know that much about, but need to know.
Yeah.
Because it could affect them. And it's really high volume things, suicide rates and things like this. Letting people know that there's resources out there to help you. So, I mean, it's good. It's good that it gets things out. But, you know, it's those people that
with everything, just like with everything else,
it's not foolproof.
Yeah.
It's not a do-all. It's going to happen. This is going to happen. It's not that. It's not a fail-safe thing.
Yeah. I have a good question for you, Dr. VZ.
Oh, my. Okay.
Regards to social media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, in your experience, how have you seen social media impact the profession of nursing?
Wow. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not that active on social media. But
oh, I know.
What I see, you could have done without that, okay? But anyway... I've seen some pros and some cons. And what I mean by that is there's the pros in that, okay, they can get that and Google this and look this up and look up drugs and things real quick. And, you know, faster patient response and stuff like that. That part is very good because it's really at their fingertip quickly. You know, they could be in a patient's room. They've got their phone. Let me look this up. Provide the patient with education and different things easily. But then on the other hand, we're sitting at the desk looking at social media things. Call lights are just all Christmas tree. Hello? We're at work.
Yeah.
We're at work. Oh, okay, I'm coming. Still looking. Stop. Answer the lights. Now, I'm not opposed to them doing social medias and doing, I'm not opposed to any of that stuff, but our patients are first. You know, the patients come first. You don't know what they need in there. And you're listening and earbuds are in. You can't even hear. You know, they got their things in, listening to music and stuff. That's okay at downtime when we know all the patients are taken care of. And there is a time when you, especially if you work the night shift, you know, at a certain time, medications are all passed and patients are resting. So that is the time then to, you know, if you have other things that you would like to dig into, do those. Yeah. But while care is going on,
yeah,
we need to be focused on our patients. But social media has a good points in that, you know, I've seen lots of nurses with their phones. The patients or family members will ask something. I'll tell you. They Google it up and then they provide them and they love that.
Yeah.
Because they can Google themselves, the patients, the family members, but they may not understand
what
it's saying.
The language.
They don't understand the language. So then the nurse is able to pull it up right then and there and provide them feedback.
Yeah.
And have them understand. They can ask questions. So that's a very positive light of it.
Dr. Vizi, what about, some of what you talked about is just technology,
mm-hmm.
but for social media specifically, what about, like, during COVID, for example, families being able to stay in touch with, maybe you have someone sick in the hospital and they're able to hear from all the different family members, whereas, like, 30 years ago, that probably wouldn't have been the case.
Yes, it makes a difference. I have a colleague of mine that is in the hospital with a serious illness. Well, he was. Now I think he's out and in remission, and he's doing well, and then thank God for that. But if it had not been for the social media, there would have been no conversation. There would have been no. He gets to see his grandchildren, his wife, his sons, his daughters, he gets to see them because he had to be isolated because of his illness. But the social media allowed his family to be right there with him.
Yeah.
And family is part of healing. And just imagine if you did not have that, if you did not have that episode to be able to, if that was not fortunate, if we didn't have that ability to talk, I mean, you can talk on the phone, but a picture's worth a thousand words.
Well, you can see the
and when you can visual, see their face and you can see them smiling, and it just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
And it's healing.
Yeah.
For the patients.
Wow. So that's
thank you for bringing that up.
That's some good. It's had some positive impacts.
It is positive
in the field of nursing.
And like you said, COVID was a mess.
Yeah.
People didn't see their loved ones. You know, I saw on the TV about the nursing homes and how the families could not get to see their loved ones. And they were like, well, how am I going to see them? And then they did do some of those things with videos and video chats, and they helped the residents be able to talk to their loved ones. It helped both their family outside and the family inside because they're used to them visiting them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And when they couldn't do that, because you don't want to bring anything else into the elderly and population to cause any more harms to them. So social media has gone. That part is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I would not leave that for anything.
I agree.
Anything.
I think about it just how it's changed over the years. Like I think about the years when I was in college when, you know, social media was first introduced and what it was utilized for, it was just connecting with friends, and you know, it was a positive tool. People would share different quotes and positive affirmations with each other, and You're able to like track different school organizations and events, right? But then over the years, it's changed when, you know, they add different features that really change the dynamic of the social platforms.
I can tell you, we had graduations. You know, people that are here at some of my graduations, their families are far. They can't come.
Yeah.
The social media has allowed those families from afar to see their loved ones graduate. Yeah. And you talk about the excitement from them. It's more than the people that are here actually seeing it.
I was having a conversation the other day. I was telling somebody, I feel like social media is like hacking people's. It's like sometimes when I take it off my phone, like I'll pick my phone up and just, it's like trying to swipe.
I said, oh, and you can't.
No. Because like I took the app off my phone, of course.
Oh.
But there's something about it that's just like, I want like more. It's almost like an addiction. Oh. I don't know.
I think it is an addiction. I believe that it is, because there are some people that are glued.
Yeah.
They are glued to that. And it's just like, especially like the parents looking for their children and their looks.
Oh, man.
Okay.
What about restaurants?
Okay.
Like before we go to dinner, we talk the entire time.
Yeah, what is that?
If you go to dinner now with a group of friends,
chatting.
Everybody's like this. Yeah. And then you think they're solving the world's problems, but it's social media. Because no one used to look at their phones that
much. Not like that. No.
You know, and it's, I don't know, it's just,
yeah.
It can, there's great positives, there's not so positive things, but
the interaction, overall, the peace
that
brings the most comfort from social media is that ability to keep families together by interacting with them, you know, whatever. I mean, it's hard, because there was families on the news talking about it was so hard not to see their loved ones for such a long time, and to be able to see their face, a smile face.
Yeah.
It just helps them.
Absolutely. No, that's a great point. And thank you for presenting that perspective. And hopefully people can share some insights and ideas of what they think about social media.
I hope so.
Ways that we can utilize it in a positive or not so positive way. But thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to Full Circle Chat.
You got it.
We'll catch you next time. I said it next time, right?